please press 1 and I'll connect you. Please wait.
Yeah.
When you hear the tone, you will be the 3rd person to join the meeting. Joining the meeting.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Gopi hasn't joined yet.
Hello, Steve, are you there?
No, I haven't added him either yet. I was going to wait till after Gopi joins. Or do you want me to add him now?
He's the most important person. You know Gopi's available.
Yeah, but he's going to wait? Is he going to wait for whatever?
Joining the meeting.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm Hello? Dialing out to him right now.
Oh, okay.
He's not answering again?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Maybe. Here, let me try dialing direct. Hold on.
What's his name?
Steve.
7979.
Hello?
You dialed the wrong number. That's why he said South Bay Plumbers. You dialed the wrong number.
This is a plumbing company. I don't know who you're looking at specific.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I think I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem.
Sorry about that. This is not Big Mac?
Big Mac, the number is 310-439-7771.
That's not what you gave me, man. You gave me...
That's not the same number I gave
you? Say it again. Yeah, 310, what was it?
Hold on a second.
What's the number?
Hold on. One second, hold on.
Okay, I'm dialing that right now in the conference.
Joining the meeting.
Even noise.
Hi, Hi, hello, Steven.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is my boss is on the phone, Dr. Gopi. And
Hi, Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hi. Yes.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy. We'll not take much time of yours, just about 20 minutes or so.
How about help you? How about help you?
We are developing an app for plumbers, and we would like to find out from plumbers like you, what would they like the app to help with, the top three items. Like, I can tell you one right off the bat. Are leads at the top of the list that you would like the app to help you with, or something else?
Wait. Leads are at the top of the list. So you're asking me what I would like it to say?
No. Well, what would you like from the app? Would you like the app to get you leads and expand your business? Is that the top priority? Or I just wanted to make sure.
The goal is to get calls.
Great. So we are right on that count. But what could be the second and third? Is it like scheduling, dispatching, some kind of part-time help to answer calls?
Dispatching wouldn't be a bad idea. That's definitely for a plumber to have a dispatcher. That's nice.
Okay.
Yes. As far as looking for a helper or whatever, I'm not sure about that, because usually, as a plumber, like, we meet somebody and they say how plumbing excites them, and then you take them on.
Okay. So do you currently use any app at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Would you like an app to help you with, for example, invoicing or contact management?
Cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And
that would be good.
And how do you keep track of all your current customers? Do you have a tool to do that?
No, they call me.
But where do you keep their contact list? Sometimes, you need to look at their bills, look at when they might have the next issue, right?
I really don't have time to sit in front of a computer. As a plumber, I don't know how computer savvy most plumbers are, but I'm not that savvy. And the computer I use is my phone.
Right.
I put somebody in the contact, and they're in my contact, and I explain who they are. Like, it may be like John over on Doheny with a bad dream. So like when he calls me, I'll see that, and then I'll know that's a customer of mine, and then I go from there.
Okay. For leads, how would you like us to send you leads? By calls, live phone transfer, or text, or email?
It would definitely not be email, but it would text. Texts are always good, because even if you can't be reached, you got it, and you're going to look at it as soon as you pick up your phone. Text is the best, but text is the best.
Okay, text or call.
Yeah.
Now, we want to also check with you. How would you like us to charge for the leads? Because we have to spend money generating the leads.
Right.
So, how would you like those leads to be priced or charged? Like, when we transfer a call to you, immediately, can we charge you a couple of dollars for the call?
I mean, that would be the best way for you guys, because you're guaranteed money. But it, once a plumber gets a call,
mm-hmm.
then he'll be willing to break you up more than a couple of dollars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or a commission, which is a better model for you. Like, instead, you know, we can send you leads.
Commission is good.
Go ahead.
Commission is good. But I've worked with a couple people before, and yeah, they charge for the call. And if it's a legitimate plumbing call, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a legitimate call, but there's no guarantee you'll get the work because
right.
the customer and you may not, you know, like each
yeah.
other or may but, not work
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
but for a call like that, which is like, for example, let me give you an example of a call where a person has a real problem with the kitchen sink that's urgent and is calling, and we live
okay.
transfer the person to you.
Okay.
So. How much are you willing to pay for that?
$10 or $20, depending on
wow.
what company.
That's very
I mean,
generous.
Yeah, if somebody but what you just explained, I'm going to get that job. I mean. You're going to call me and I'm going to be like, where are you at? I'm coming right now. I'm going to sign and I'm going to clear it.
Right. But, you know, we want to be really helping people like you. And we don't.
Yeah.
We want to make it completely transparent how we make money and how we can help you. That's right. Because we don't want to be. Have you heard of Home Advisors? And
yes.
Have you heard of Home Advisor?
Yes. And I've talked with them a few times. And I think they charge like $8 a call or something, $7.
Yeah, and also they want you to subscribe yearly. We don't have any subscription. We are not thinking of any subscriptions.
Oh, that's great. There it is. Then I want in.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. So in terms of dispatching service, right, would you like somebody to answer your phone call and discuss the problem with the customer and then call you for dispatch?
You know what? That'd be super good. That'd be super.
Oh.
I mean, if people are trained to know what they're talking about and like and you know, sell a job for sure.
And but that again. Boils down to how much are you willing to pay for the dispatching service?
Well, okay, if there was a dispatching service and the people had already talked to the people and you still were able to talk to the person, that's
uh-huh.
pretty good. I mean, yeah, $10 for sure.
Oh, great. Now, how about the other
you know,
kind of work that
little,
you might have? Go ahead.
This would all have to do with like try it a couple times and if you got work out of it, you know what I mean?
Right. How about some helper for your QuickBooks? Do you use QuickBooks or accounting or invoicing?
No, I'm pretty simple. You know,
uh-huh.
I prefer to get paid in cash, but I take checks.
Okay.
I have an invoice book with my name on it, and I go in there and I discuss with people the job, and they say, yeah, do it, then I do it, and then I just fill out the invoice, and I give it to them, and they pay me right there.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, got it. And how would you say you get leads now? Like, are you getting, 30% of the leads from referrals by... like Home Depot or something, or 30% of the leads from old customers.
Okay, old customers is always it's always bread and butter. If you stay true to them, they're good. Mm-hmm. But like right now, I don't have anybody sending me leads, so I'm looking for somebody. But like I used to get my leads from. The hardware store down the street, the B&B Hardware, they used to give my name out like all the time, and that's how I get to call them and I go.
Okay. So you are right now looking for leads.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. We really appreciated your time.
Okay. Yeah. I hope I was helpful to you.
Yes, you were helpful. One question, we'll definitely send you. Where do we send the check to, and whom do we send the check to?
Well, he was saying cash or check, and I told Clayton, I live in West LA. Give me your address and come over and get $100.
Yeah. Well, you would like cash, you mean, or
Yeah, he was stating that he said he would like to, since he lives in West LA, I think you're located in Mar Vista, right? He's not far from where he's wondering if he could come and get the cash. That's what he was wondering.
Oh, sure. You can come and get cash, of course. Okay. Because we are very close to Mar Vista.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I'll see you in a little bit then. Clayton, can you give me the address?
Yeah, I can give you
the Today I cannot give you cash, but let's see. Tomorrow I can, because
our accounting department they're not in today, but our accountant should be back in the office tomorrow.
It's okay. Okay. Well, where are you guys at?
I can text you. I'll text you
tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay, great. Are you going to text me the address, Clayton?
Yeah, I'm going to text it over to you. I'll text you all the information, and you can come tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Cool.
And Stephen, one last thing.
Yes.
Stephen, one last thing I forgot to ask. In the future, when we are developing this app, we might need to call you again and check with you on a couple of things. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Thank you. So Clayton,
okay, I'll text you. I'll text you over the information right now. Steven, thank you so much for taking the call with us.
Okay.
Thank you, Steven.
Bye-bye.
Leaving the meeting.
It was almost like right now, I had a little thing to do that.